This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. This is episode 70 on this August 7th of 2007, and it is hot out there.
Hot and humid.
Really
more humid than hot.
I'm your host, Amanda, and with me is
I'm Johnny. That's me.
The crack technical staff who does all of the wonderful things that we enjoy on Red Hot Mama, short of the writing. Pretty much everything else. And even some of the writing, as far as the poll goes.
The woefully unupdated poll.
Well, you know, what is there to say right now? The team is just kind of sucking. They aren't going anywhere.
Maybe I can put up a poll about who should have been sent down if we had a... drop in your ring.
That was the symbol
of our love.
That was, it was symbolic of somebody dropping down to AAA. Going down.
See? Very nice.
See how that works? So is that where we should start off tonight?
That has a more pleasant ring to it than how I'm sure it actually feels.
So today's August 7th. We are a full week past the trade deadline, and Jack Squat is what we got. We got a trade of Kyle Loesch.
I guess there was a change. Apparently that's the Reds' new general manager.
Kyle Loesch?
Jack Squat.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it'd be better.
I expect he might do something. Yeah, he might be an improvement.
Status quo.
Hey, that sounds very familiar. I think perhaps Jack Squat was on this this team before.
Yeah, I think we had a podcast where we talked about anticipated moves at the trade deadline, mm-hmm. getting rid of veterans.
Yes, and I think that there were a few moves that you said ought to, if they didn't happen, Krivsky ought to be fired.
Yeah. And to his credit, he did not trade Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
Or Bronson Arroyo.
Yeah, but did you hear about the deal with Dunn and the Nationals?
That is so awesome.
Yeah, so the rumor was that there was talks with the freaking Washington Nationals, too.
Which is the mistake to begin with.
Oh, no joke.
You've got a grievance against them. They've already screwed you over once. It's not going to hurt you to cut off Jim Bowden, at least for the
season.
Time being.
Yeah, you're cut off, man. I'm not talking with you at all. Here's the thing. What could they possibly give in return for Adam Dunn? Nothing. That's the fact. It wouldn't matter if they handed over the entire starting lineup, because no matter what the deal is with the Nationals, it's going to look bad. I mean, people are going to whisper about it. You're going to look like an idiot. You are better off. I mean, it wouldn't matter if they had freaking, I don't even know, who's really good. It wouldn't matter if they were like willing to trade like Alex Gonzalez for him straight up.
You mean Rodriguez?
There, no, you're right. Alex Rodriguez.
I think they already have Gonzalez. Well, unless you want the other one.
No, thank you. It wouldn't matter if they were willing to take Alex Gonzalez, because it does, especially for Dunn. Though, I mean, I'm like, what could they give in return? They could give back Kearns and Lopez. That would be the best deal that they could pull off. Dunn for Kearns and Lopez,
and somehow get Royce Clayton involved again too.
We can hope. We can hope.
But
that's the thing. It's like, you know what, man? Make a stand. Stop looking like everyone's patsy. And just say, no, Jim, I'm not talking to you. I don't like you.
But that would be smart. That would take some thought. And, of course, that did not happen.
No. No, but the thing was that, apparently the discussion with the Nationals was pretty far down the line. Like, it was looking like it was going to happen until the Nationals just, like, pulled the plug all of a sudden with no outward explanation. Though the rumor is that they had just been screwing around with Krivsky. They'd just been jerking
full
his chain.
Full props to Jim Bowden
for that one.
That's awesome.
No kidding. I tell you what, I'm starting to get on his side. You're like, well, you know... He's kind of he's completely a jackass.
Oh yeah,
and kind of a dick.
That was one of his charms.
But wow, you gotta have a little bit of respect for that. So yeah, once again, Wayne Krivsky playing the fool at the hands of the Nationals. Though at least this time we didn't actually lose anything.
Didn't harm the actual organization for the next
maybe
decade.
He would have actually managed to trade Hattaberg and/or Conine if he hadn't been screwing around with Jim Bowden.
Yeah, really?
Having his chain thrown.
How can you not trade one of the two? You've got a rookie down there who's so ready.
Mm-hmm.
He has nothing more to prove in the minors. Weathers, a case can be made for keeping him.
Sure. Well,
but
you know,
both Hatterberg and Conine, no. That's a failure right there.
The experience.
It just shows he's not
general
manager caliber.
The recent experience of the Reds has been that having the veterans in the bullpen has been good. At least the whole Weathers-Merker thing worked out nicely, though it's hard to make too much of an argument for it this season. Maybe they need Merker, man. He's a well-spoken individual. I think that... where the hell is he, by the way?
I think he might have retired. I'm not sure.
Well,
Something happened last year.
Certainly he's going to get into coaching or something.
I would hope so.
He's a bright guy.
I think... And that's why a case can be made for Weathers, is he's actually been a good influence.
But what in the hell is Scott Hatterberg going to do? What the hell is Jeff Conine going to
do? Conine's talking about retiring after this
year. Well, of course he is. He's like 50.
You trade them, and the
well, not only do you trade them, and you think the thing is that not only would that free up some space for Votto to potentially come up and get a chance to test his mettle. Not only would it potentially bring back something, you know, might be a freaking double A reliever or something, it might be nothing at all, but it might turn out to be something.
Yeah, you're probably looking at a CD prospect, something not with very much upside.
But it would also give them the opportunity to go maybe win somewhere at the end of their career where, you know, they're not going anywhere with the Reds. What the hell are they going to do with the rest of the season with the Reds? They're going to sit there and fester in the cellar with the rest of the team.
So I would say Kripke's grade for the trade deadline, it would be like F- at best.
Well,
it's just wretched.
I mean, he gets points for Loesch. I don't think that was a bad deal.
Yeah.
It's just like... F- would imply that everything he did was wrong and he didn't do anything right. He didn't do anything right, but he didn't actually do things wrong either.
True.
So, you know, like on a scale of like 1 to 100%, I give him maybe a 20.
Okay.
Which is still failing, by a long shot. But
failing, sure.
But, you know, not actually negative.
He definitely fails as a GM. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
And we've got him for another year.
Oh, boy. No, I know. I know it. Why did they extend his contract so early? Why?
I don't know.
He didn't... Anyway.
But at least, you know, he can't screw the team over in any other way outside of trades.
Did you have something particular in mind there?
The transactions today.
Oh, yeah. What was going on with the transactions today? I was all ready to have to put together something about them, and I saw that HMZ posted them. Thank you, HMZ. Very nice. Kept me, allowed me to read some more of the Harry Potter book that we've now moved on to book 6 because I'm trying to bust through them. So before I find out the spoilers, and
the great thing is, several months ago I was on a website where I saw a product called the Spoiler T-shirt.
Yeah.
And so I clicked on it, not thinking that there'd be anything Harry Potter related.
Yeah.
And, of course, there was a big thing that happens at the end of book 6. I'm like, dang it.
And I haven't gotten there yet, so shut up.
Okay, it's really...
But the thing is that it's kind of a dark read, and it's kind of put kind of a heavy mood over our entire home life. So that's another reason to really hurry up and get through the books as fast as we can. Of course, it's really difficult to find them. I just happened upon a copy of book 5 when we were in the library, and then... we couldn't find book 6 when we were there the next week, and half of the librarian, because the librarians are really very helpful. You know, you make fun of librarians, but they are very educated, very knowledgeable, very very helpful people. And, you know, she happened to go back and dig through the things people had returned and found a copy of it for that. And then, like, of book 7, the library has 30 copies.
30, that's
and
all.
All of them are checked out constantly. We got a hold on one, and just have to, buy it. It's a hard copy. And we're cheap. What do you do with a book after you read it? I'm certainly not going to read it again. It's dark. This world is all evil and foreboding.
Kind of like the Red season.
Sort of like the Reds, which is a lovely segue back into what happened today, which was
worked. They won tonight in their first game against the Dodgers.
Well, let's see why that was. Let's see. Bullet point number one. Ryan Friel's been placed on the 15-day
DL. There you go.
Yep. 15-day DL.
That's it. He was
Ryan
holding
them
Friel.
Back.
He's actually
bad
having,
luck charm. That's what he is.
He's actually having some surgery on his knee.
Hey, I need that. Do you know what, I mean, is it like arthroscopic surgery? Or
I think so. I believe
probably,
so.
If they're only putting him on the 15-day DL.
He'll probably, he might be gone longer than that, but.
Well, I would imagine.
Explore, well, get in there with her.
And why would
tools.
You bother to rush him back? I mean, honestly.
He hasn't been the same since the concussion.
Well. He'll be better.
And that's when you say, which one?
Don't worry, he'll bounce back. He's already had like a dozen of them. You know, when Sean Casey was having all of those concussions,
oh man,
I was looking up information on sports concussions, and it said that after, you know, talked about how long it takes to recover from them. Every time you have one, you're more likely to get the next one. And every time you have one, it takes longer and longer to recover from it. And after three concussions, they said that most, you know, sports medicine people will recommend that you give up the sport. If you have three concussions, you should just stop playing at that point, because you know, it's so likely you're going to get more, so likely you're going to do more damage. And no joke, how many has Friel had?
No idea.
His head must be freaking made of stone or something. Blockhead. Ryan Friel, blockhead. But not block knees, apparently, because he's on the 15-day DL with having some knee problems.
And in a surprise move, they sent one of the only effective relievers down to the minors.
Well, he wasn't fitting in.
That's probably why.
You know,
he was actually getting people out most of the time.
It's about chemistry. And if you got one guy that everyone is looking at going, man, I wish I had his ERA. You know, they don't need that.
Yeah, John Kutlanga's option to Louisville. Because, you know, no other reliever who had options was performing worse than any of the others.
Yeah, there's a dearth of poorly performing relievers in the
Well, I think Gosling, who hasn't been doing well, but he has no options left, so they probably lose
there you
it.
Go.
But Coffey, I know Kutlangas is a lefty, Coffey's a righty. Kutlangas gets people out.
Yeah, what a load of crap.
I mean, I love Coffey. There's a lot I like about him, but he is not having a good year.
Well, no. No, he's not. I'm fond of Coffey myself, and I think he's a great guy, and I think he'll come back. I mean,
I think so, too. He's young enough.
He's just got something going on. And, you know, that's all right. He'll work it out. But that does not mean that he should be continuing to hang out with the big league team, messing things up and feeling worse and worse about himself. And, you know, when there's an opportunity to get some other people some time. Now, HMC called John Kutlangas Cooter, which I think is a great nickname, and I think that I should only call him that from now on.
Okay.
It sort of reminds me of Scooter from The Muppets. Remember Scooter and Skeeter?
Scooter and Skeeter.
Ah, good times, Muppets. It'd be more fun to watch The Muppets than the Reds sometimes, though they did win today. And they've got a winning streak going, baby.
It's like three in a row, thanks to that rainout.
Yeah. They might have won that one, too. It's a might-have-been win. You don't think they were going to sweep the Pirates?
No, they still had Friel then.
And who else did they still have?
Kutlangas. That was the only other.
Okay, but so they've gotten. So we're talking that Friel and Kutlangas
are gone.
Super everything, sub guy, and a pitcher. And so in their place, clearly, they brought up a reliever and maybe an outfielder.
Or infielder, you know, some guy who could.
Right.
Right. No, definitely not.
They didn't bring up Pulmedo.
He's not on the team.
I miss
Get
Pulmedo.
Over it. Jeez. Really? No, they brought up Eddie Guardado.
Hey, well, I didn't even know Eddie Guardado was ready to come back.
Psh, whatever. And Gary Majeski.
Oh my
so
God.
So close.
They traded Cooter for Majeski? No, really? Cooter for Majeski?
He's been doing fine in Louisville, as has Bill Bray, who has not sucked in the majors twice this year already. The Majeski move just strikes me as Krivsky desperately trying again and again to prove that no, the trade wasn't a complete blotch on my resume.
It's insanity is what it is. He just keeps trying it. Just keeps throwing it out there. Eventually it's going to stick. Except it's not.
No.
Because for whatever reason it's just not going to work and you need to give it up. But, you know, not to say that I'm saying that they should cut Majeski, because I think that it would be a little premature for that. I just think maybe they should stop bringing him up to the big team, perhaps.
I think he can be a serviceable reliever at some point, but I don't understand. I don't understand why they wouldn't give Bray the chance. Maybe they're saving his option year. I don't know.
Hell, I don't know. Or anyone, you know. There was a brief rumor of them bringing up Tom Schoen.
That would have been very surprising.
But why the hell not? You know, why are we screwing around with Pajeski?
We asked that for months about not firing Naren. You asked that for months about...
That's true.
Because they've had the same bullpen. This is their big shakeup.
That's horrifying.
I mean...
Their big shakeup is to send down a guy who does well and to bring up a guy who sucked already. Who has already had the opportunity to suck and a guy who hasn't played all season long.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing right. Yeah, there had been occasional news about Gaudreau's coming back, and then he'd have a twinge or tweak, and he wouldn't be doing it. And then this sort of came out of nowhere. I haven't heard him mentioned in a month.
I heard him going back on a rehab assignment again for Louisville, but I didn't realize he was ready. But hopefully he is. He
really did
help things at Matt out last year. Not that
maybe now's
Reds
the time.
Are in position to win or
the Reds are
year.
Only 11 and a half back.
There you go.
You know. You're talking about the Cubs that are in second place, a game back from Milwaukee, are what, a game out of the wild card? So, all they got to do is overtake Houston and the other team, the Cardinals. And they could be right there in the mix of things, right there in the playoffs. Wouldn't that be a surprise? Ooh, doctor, would that be a surprise?
It really wouldn't surprise me, though, if the wild card comes out of the Central. I think that'd be funny.
It's
gotten
to be a tradition.
There'd be only, two teams above 500 in the Central, and they'd both be in the playoffs. All the other divisions would be like, what?
Well, there you go. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Wait, there's more than that, though. Go back to there. Hamilton. Hamilton is also on rehab.
Just the day before.
Now, what was wrong with him?
He had a wrist sprain, I believe.
Okay.
And it was in a cast for a week or two.
That.
And then they took it off, and now they're sending him back on rehab
to
get some at-bats and make sure that it's not interfering with the swing.
Now, you had a cast for a wrist sprain or perhaps something broken.
It was not broken.
For a while there. Did the cast help? Because it seems like you have a cast on for 2 weeks. That's not going to do anything.
It just keeps you from moving your wrist
and
making the sprain worse.
Hmm. Well, I've got a pretty inflamed knee over here. Maybe I'd put it in the cast.
Maybe. But, my wrist still doesn't have the full mobility again.
Well, maybe you need a rehab assignment.
Probably, if I had the medical care.
One would hope. One would
whatever.
Hope.
I don't need my right hand for anything.
Nothing important, anyway. So, anything else on there that we need to talk about?
About the Reds.
They're
playing the Dodgers right now. They won the first game, which is nice. Arroyo finally got a win.
Holy crap, got a win. You know, it was funny, because when he finally got the win after the game, you said, oh my gosh, Arroyo can get a win. And I said, what? That brings him up to 10, right? Because I was thinking about last year when he got shot up to 9 right in the first half of the season and then couldn't get win number 10. And I hadn't thought about this year. And he gave me that look like, what the hell are you talking about? And looked it up and come to find that this is his big fat fifth win.
5-12.
Here we are in August. And Arroyo has enjoyed 5 wins. You know, it's not entirely been his fault. And it was nice to see the offense come through for him for a change. But, gotta laugh a little bit, because I don't like him. I was just laughing about his hair today. Because what I noticed about his hair today is that it looks cut. It looks freshly cut.
Kind of like a blunt cut, almost. It doesn't look like there's any layering going on. It's just like, shoom.
Well, it just strikes me, because when a guy wears long hair, a lot of times it just looks like he hasn't gotten around to cutting it. Like, it's kind of long and shaggy, and he's just like, yay, whatever. I'll get around to it. But in this case, it's like, no, he really does that on purpose. He really goes to the barbershop and he says, make me look like Mary-Kate Olsen.
Or the troll dolls.
It doesn't stick up. Troll dolls hair sticks
up. Well, he has a baseball hat.
That's true.
It's not green or pink.
The troll doll's hair, though,
ooh, hot pink.
Didn't have that blunt cut, though.
That's
it was
true,
all ratty. I don't think that's a... I'll give him that. He doesn't look like a troll doll.
Okay. There you go. High praise.
I'll say many things about Bronson Arroyo, but I will not say he looks like a troll doll. There's a sentence that's never been uttered before. So he got his fifth win of the season. Congratulations, Bronson. And now we're looking forward to, I don't know, who's even going next?
I would
Now, Rio, this was kind of a short notice kind of a start for him, right? Because his last...
Well, it was going to be. He was...
Oh, but then the rain out.
That's why I didn't think they would have won, because he was going on short rest.
Well, he always wants to go on short rest, though.
Yeah, well...
He thinks that makes him awesomer.
Harang is going for the next game for the Reds, and he had a short outing. Did he actually miss an outing from a bad back? I know he had a short outing when he went out in the first inning against the Cubs, but I can't remember if he missed the next one.
He missed some time because of his grandfather.
Oh, that was a while ago.
But then he was also having some back problems. He said, well, you know.
Well, hopefully.
His back probably gets tired from carrying the whole team. What are you going to do?
Well, he does have 10 of their 48 wins.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know,
and he should have even more of that.
I mean, really. 5 starters, 10 of 48, that's only slightly more than average.
I don't think it works that way, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not like when, what's his name? Williams. No, what was his name? The guy from the Pirates that they traded Casey for.
Oh, yeah, Williams.
Williams. Yeah, he had like 10 of the Pirates.
That's true.
48 wins or whatever crazy number they had. Well, they must have had more than 48
wins. It was like 11 of their... I don't know. It wasn't very many.
Well, they couldn't have only won 40 games in a season. That would be freakish. That would be noteworthy.
I think they might have won
I think they had 66 or something like that, and he had 11 of them or something like that. And you're like, yeah, that is noteworthy. Of course, you know, he didn't turn out to really be that noteworthy. But then again...
are not...
Then again, you know what? They just went and jettisoned him, and then he went off to, what, the Mets or something, and he was doing not awesomely.
Last I saw, he was doing
not even adequately.
Just okay in the bullpen for the Mets.
Not jettison-worthy, is what I'm saying. Perhaps if we had a general manager who could...
Right.
Utilize.
Understand.
Parlay.
Years and...
Perhaps. Anyway.
That's just an instance where you can't use win as the only stat for a pitcher, starting pitcher, to tell if he's a good fit for your team or not. It can be an important stat, but...
I think I like the win stat. I like the win stat a lot more than most people do.
Yeah.
Because it's a measure of... Now, what I don't like about it is always how it's calculated, because it seems really unfair to me that it's so easy for a reliever to get a win.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to put in 5 freaking innings to get it as the starter, but you can, like, put in 1 freaking pitch? You don't even have to pitch. You could get the win as the reliever.
You get a pickoff and get the win without throwing a pitch.
Yeah, it's crap. That part is crap. But the fact is that the win says the job got done. Your team won with you, and you were leading the way.
Well, then, probably what would be better than just wins flat out is, like, how the record of your team when you start.
Yeah.
That could be a decent metric.
I'm with that, and I believe that and there was a story on Reds.com where they mentioned, or I saw something about the Reds' record when Harang starts, and it's like
they're very good.
It's great.
They're almost always in the game. I think one of the few times they weren't was his start where he left early because of back spasms. Okay, fine. Sucks, but yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah,
he's had back issues before. And they haven't amounted to much more than 1 or 2 missed starts.
He's a big fella. Got a lot of weight to carry around on that back. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Crack technical staff has this big nasty bug bite on his side.
It's like I'm growing a third nipple below my rib.
Yeah, that would be pretty kind of a low nipple, but I do believe that spiders are going to hatch out of it any minute now.
Terrifies me. That's what
it looks
she
like.
Gets for reading Harry Potter, I guess.
That would have been book 2, right?
Leave me alone, Aragog.
What else have we got? What else have we got?
Well, in the world of baseball over the last weekend, a few momentous things happened.
Really? I wasn't paying attention. I was reading Harry Potter. What happened?
Harry Plopper.
Oh, yes, and watching The Simpsons. The movie that our son liked so well that as soon as it was over, we're still sitting
at the credits.
In the credits.
That's right.
I want to see it again.
Oh, my gosh. You have no concept of the cost of going to the movies.
Which was great because, you know, for the, like, 2 hours before we even got to the movie, is it time to go yet? Are we going to go yet? Is it time to go? Are we going to go? And then, of course, as soon as it's over, in which he laughed the entire way through, which was amazing because he's 6. He does not get any of these cultural references.
That's okay.
But then at the end of it, I want to see it again. And now, periodically, can we see it again?
And also, I don't know if he's done this for you, but today, he was sick today, so I had to stay home with him. But today he just, out of the blue, spider pig, does it ever, spider pig does. And he sings the whole thing.
He knows the whole song. I know it. I know.
Funny kid.
So you're saying that some things have happened
in
baseball.
Finally, thank God, Barry fucking Bonds, it is...
No, no, you've made it explicit.
Oh, God fucking damn it. It is asterisk juice-filled Hank Aaron tying home run.
Well, but you act like that means it's all over, and it's not.
Oh, you're right. It's just tied, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
just tied.
They're still going to be doing live look-ins.
They're still going to be doing the stupid crap, break into your game so that you can watch his at-bat.
Him strike out or something, or be walked.
Watch him be walked while his last place team continues to lose around him because nothing, but yet no one seems to notice that part because...
Yes, how the channels seem to forget that, oh yeah, the Giants suck this year, are not going anywhere, so we should really not be paying that much attention.
And I might point out that, strictly speaking, it's never done. Because every home run after that is record-breaking.
Yes, but thankfully they don't do that.
Well, hopefully not.
They mean they didn't...
Do it for...
No, they just don't do... They haven't done that in the past for those types of records.
Well, people would get weary of it, I would say. Except
they
for maybe,
are.
Except for Giants fans who have
That's
nothing
the only
else
thing
to
they
watch
have.
For.
Yeah.
Those poor guys. Sorry, Giants fans. Anyway.
Also, Alex Rodriguez hit his 500th home run.
Not Gonzalez. Not Alex Gonzalez. Sure.
No.
You sure he's not?
I think 500? He allowed his 500th error.
No,
this
no.
year.
He's a defensive specialist.
No, with the Reds, he ain't.
He does have a little bit of power with the Reds, though, which...
Of course he does.
You know,
I saw... Who couldn't see that coming?
I think I could hit a home run if I was a Red because it just comes with the uniform. Anyway.
A-Rod is the youngest to 500.
Yeah, yeah.
He's being predicted as, like, breaking Barry Bonds' record.
Well, good. We'll enjoy that. You think Barry Bonds will go to the game where he breaks it?
No. He'll be sitting on his...
Shriveled
sack.
Jesus, Johnny.
Counting his money.
Harsh. I think that was a little bit harsh.
Okay. Hey, there was a commercial about it. Remember the...
About a shriveled sack.
Remember the one commercial about not doing drugs where it showed the sports balls shrinking?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's like one thing when the basketball deflates and shrinks down, but it's completely another when the baseball deflates. But there's no air in there. What precisely is going on there? But yeah.
But A-Rod does not seem to be tainted by the cheatingness, so hopefully that holds true and he can play the game cleanly.
But he does have a right guard commercial, right? That is him, isn't it? Right guard runs around New York City, people wishing him luck.
Yeah, but I think that's an older one.
Oh, yeah.
He's also got like a stripper girlfriend or something that was scandalous. And like, it's a baseball player, guys.
Oh, yeah,
get over it.
I heard about that.
They do that.
Well, screw that. It's a man. They do that.
Hey, I feel besmirched. Yeah, whatever. And the other big momentous thing was Tom Glavin winning his 300th ball game.
Dude,
going back to wins.
Tom Glavin isn't... I mean, didn't he retire like 20 years ago?
No. Still going.
It's just funny because there's some of these people whose names have been ringing around for so long that it seems like, well, certainly they must have retired long ago. And, you know, you've heard generations of people talking about
that.
In his case, that may be true. He's just still
been around for a long time.
Who the hell is he even playing for these days?
Mets.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone? Who won, huh?
He finally won. 300.
I wonder how many games have been won when he started.
A lot of them.
More than 300.
Probably. There's been a lot of... hyperbolic exaggeration, like, oh, he's the last one who'll ever win 300 games.
Hmm.
Like, no. No one is especially close who's young enough to keep going.
You know who'll do it. Hooray. But no one will notice.
No, no one would. He'll also not be elected to the Hall of Fame, though he'll, like, pile up all these gaudy numbers. What?
Yes.
Huh?
Who will, single-handedly, like, actually literally no one else on the field, like, win a playoff game and not be in the Hall of Fame. Won't get a single vote. No one will have noticed his name was even on there, even though it would be first. Because, you know, AA. pretty early in alphabetical order.
That's true.
Assuming
they
alphabetize by first names.
So actually, it's not true that no one's close. Randy Johnson is 16 away from 300, but he's like 43, and he's injured and out for the year. So
yeah.
A 44-year-old pitcher winning 16.
Yeah. Is he lefty?
Yeah.
Well, he could stick around, you know.
In the bullpen, it's really...
Hey, you don't even have to throw a pitch to be to get the win.
Yeah, but on average, relievers just don't get that many wins per year.
Well, I'm just saying he'd have to keep doing it for like 10 more years. He gets one a year. He's only, what, 59 when he breaks?
Breaks all sorts of records for oldest pitcher.
Yeah.
There you go. But it's not, it's a bit of an exaggeration to say that no one will ever get 300 again, but most of the guys who are likely are fairly young and hardly have 100 yet. So
well, you know,
it could be a while.
People have to be melodramatic about things.
Yeah. And that's all I've got, really.
Well, let's look at the standings. How are things going for our division here? We got, look, the Reds are two games. Is that right? Two games out of last?
Well, that's right.
Holy
Only
crap.
One game back from Houston.
Wow. Everything's changing tomorrow, baby. Who's Houston playing? If you mouse over the standings on Red Hot Mama, you can find out what
their
last
game
was
against the Cubs, and they're going against them again tonight, or as we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
And last I saw it was... Last I saw it was a... it was tied at zeros.
Do you think that Wandy resents being called a Minuteman? He's like, hey, man, I'm at least a 3-minute man.
Well, there we go. Final just in. Houston beat the Cubs.
All right. Go Houston. I guess. So who do we want to win in this situation?
It doesn't really matter. They're all ahead, so they all need to lose from that standpoint.
Right.
Well,
as the Reds try to claw their way upward,
you would want the Astros to lose.
It would sort of be nice
to
see the Astros lose, but then again, you don't really... Gosh, the idea of the Cubs overtaking Milwaukee is kind of scary. It's sort of like Pandora's box or something. Like, well, what's going to happen next? If that were to happen, I don't know if I have... It's like sort of when Richard Hatch won Survivor, and I'm like, I don't think I have faith in humanity anymore. What else we got?
St. Louis is in... third place. They are.
Man, Cardinals fans have been quiet this year, haven't they?
Yeah. Thing is, I really kind of expect that. I still do. I just have this feeling they're not going to fade. They're going to stay right there until the end. They might not make a run for it, but...
Well, they're currently down 1-0 to the Padres.
They are not a very good team, but... just seem to know how to win. It's rather irritating.
Hope the Cards can tire out the Padres for us, because we're going to be seeing them and Great American this weekend when we go into town for the Reds Heads activities. If you have children, how young do they have to be? 12? 12 and under?
12 and under, I believe.
12 and under, you can sign your kid up for $20 for a membership in the Reds Heads Kids Club, and that's a pretty good price considering that, well, of course, by this point, just about all the events are done.
Yeah, but there's a pizza party with Aaron Harang for the kids on this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
And then there's a run the bases after a game in September.
Yes.
And that'll be fun.
And then there's like free ticket vouchers.
Yeah, but it's only good for Friday's game.
Right. So that's sort of the crap, and of course it's brilliant marketing, of course, on their part, but
But also Saturday's game after the pizza party. Screaming Not Mimes perform.
That's right. I know. I'm psychic about that. The thing that sucks about the Reds Head, the pizza party, is that they only let in one parent, which is all well and good.
I can understand why.
Live in Cincinnati, but what the heck are we supposed to do? We're driving from Carmel, Indiana. It's 2 hours to get there. And then what, I go in with the boy, or you do, and the other one, what, hangs around outside the ballpark for 2 hours, like twiddling our thumbs? I mean...
I don't know, man.
I mean, at least they could have like a waiting room or something. But, you know, you can see, you know, you don't want parents going in and, you know, using their children and stuff.
Pestering for autographs and just being a real pain in the ass, but yeah. We'll deal.
I'm not going to be pestering for autographs, but I will have, I will be recording as much as I can. Maybe we can put together a little bit of audio and we'll have to come up with a question for him to ask. I'm not going to, you know, try to trump any of the kids or take any of their time, of course.
Yeah, come on, shove them out of the way.
Like, move out of the way, punk. Red Hot Mama's coming through.
Thrust out your chest.
Yeah, they got to learn sometime. These get you anywhere. No, except for success in your career. But the point is that we're going to be going out to Cincinnati this weekend, getting some free tickets to the game on Friday. We'll have to stay overnight because we do live in Carmel in Indiana, and it's a two-hour drive, and it's not, you know, a
good drive. That wouldn't
be fun. And then Saturday we'll get up, go to the go to the pizza party, go to the Screaming Mime concert, and maybe stay for the game.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. There's a kid across the street's having a party that afternoon, and there is going to be an inflated jumping castle.
Yeah, and that might just trump the baseball
game.
Though we would have to buy tickets just to get in.
Yeah, but they're cheap, man.
But, you know, if we do the cheapest...
They're like $5.
Yeah. Like, okay, that's worth it for a concert.
Yeah, for the concert. Alone, and, you know, just to see the Screaming Mimes. And, you know, I really do genuinely like the Screaming Mimes. It's not just that I like their singer. I genuinely like their music and keep their CD in my car and everything. Know all the lyrics to their songs. We saw Dave recently, Dave Storm, the lead singer of the Screaming Mimes, and I mentioned that I knew all the words to his songs, and he looked surprised. Like, maybe he thought I was faking the fact that I'm actually a fan of the band. Like, no, really. It's not crap.
I like how on the CD they have a picture of them,
mm-hmm.
where they've got the warning, do not cross,
mm-hmm.
tape over their mouths, because they're mimes and they can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
But over his mouth is your last name.
It's Cross, yeah. I just noticed that today. That's weird. We must be on a wavelength, man.
I think that's funny.
Maybe it's we should get married.
Maybe.
So, wait.
But then I can't go have a stripper for a girlfriend.
Well, I think that's actually the point. To be married and to have the stripper as a girlfriend. You know what?
I have to get on that.
I don't know. This is a complete tangent, but I do not see the appeal of strippers. Is it just because I'm female? I don't... I mean... it's not that I don't understand. I can see the appeal of strippers in the strip club. I don't see the appeal of dating a stripper.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't know that either.
It seems like kind of like wanting to just hang out at the strip club. Like, no one's there. There's no stripping going on. You're just like, man, it's kind of a cool place to read.
You got to go somewhere to do your taxes.
I thought I'd bring a picnic lunch. Did we talk about all the teams in the Central?
Yeah, we're good.
We talked about the Brewers, the Cubs.
Brewers are hanging in there, the Cubs. They're both kind of losing.
We didn't talk about Houston very much. Reds are only a game back on them, and they're going to try, but we need them to lose to the Cubs, and it's really hard to want anyone to lose to the Cubs. So we're going to have to stay. We're just going to have to see the bright side and whatever, however that comes out.
Yeah.
Reds solidly out of last place, two games up on the Pirates, and the Pirates bringing up the rear. In sixth place, and that's really no surprise to anyone except for probably some Pirates fans who had some very high hopes at the beginning of the season.
Adam LaRoche.
It's a shame. Hey, are the Cubs on pace for their 100 wins?
95.
They're on pace for 95?
That was the prediction by the Joe from the Pitch podcast.
Speaking of Joe, his blog, that was him, right?
Yeah.
The View from the Bleachers got farked.
I know.
Congratulations, Joe, and all the guys from View from the Bleachers. I'm sure that your traffic is like crazy.
I hope.
I hope that some of it spills over, you know. Red Hot Mama is sort of prominently linked there.
No, they're on pace for 85 wins.
You know what?
10 short.
85, not bad.
No, especially that's a great rebound from last year.
Not by Cubs standards.
If they can.
That's fantastic by freaking Cubs standards.
That's enough. Let's get out of here.
Okay, it is getting late, and it's time to get some sleep. So, going on to continue facing the Dodgers.
Yep.
Harang goes tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be seeing another win, and maybe we'll be seeing the Reds overtake third place again.
And maybe we'll see if Krivsky finally get fired.
I wouldn't count on it.
Dang it.
Because who the heck is going to replace him?
Who? Jack Squat.
Perhaps we could just start calling him Jack Squat. Along with Jack Squat and Cooter. They could be a band. All right. So, yeah. So as we continue our march on towards 75 wins, keep on hanging in there, Reds fans, and go Reds!
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.